Hello, I'm Ian Burton with the BBC News. The Danish Prime Minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, has said that force will not be used against migrants who are trying to travel through his country to seek asylum in Sweden. The Danish National Railway Company cancelled all train services to and from Germany on Thursday after a standoff developed between police and hundreds of migrants. Malcolm Brabant reports from Copenhagen.
The head of Denmark's National Police Force said officers were facing a special challenge because refugees who'd arrived in the country wanted nothing to do with the authorities and wished to carry on to Sweden. Migrants leaving Germany are choosing Sweden over Denmark because the Danes have recently slashed benefits for new arrivals by about 50% and have restricted the right of family reunification and residency. According to Danish police, the Germans have now promised not to send any more refugees across the border unless they want to seek asylum in Denmark.
The Hungarian army has started military exercises to prepare for a possible future role guarding the country's southern border to prevent the entry of migrants and refugees. The Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, has promised to introduce strict new border controls. After weeks of protests, the government in Lebanon has finally agreed a plan to resume the collection of rubbish in the streets of the capital, Beirut. Ben Lowings reports.
Lebanon's largest landfill site shut in July. When the government seemed unable to agree on another site, the rubbish went uncollected and public protest began. The demonstrators have been angry at a political system they see as corrupt and inefficient. The slogan they directed at authority was simple, "You stink." Now the cabinet has approved a proposal by the agriculture minister to resolve the crisis. Two new temporary landfills will be created and town councils are to take on responsibility for waste management.
The head of NATO says he's concerned about reports that Russia is increasing its military presence in Syria. Jens Stoltenberg said it would not help solve the conflict. In recent weeks there have been signs Russia could be intensifying its role in Syria. The government of Ecuador has started proceedings to shut down Fundamedios, the country's one remaining press freedom group. Our America's editor, Candice Piet, reports.
Critics say Ecuador's new media law is among the region's most repressive. The director of Fundamedios, César Ricuarte, said his organization had been targeted because it had reported physical attacks on journalists and curbs on press freedom. Last year, four newspapers in Ecuador closed because of what they said was pressure from the government. But President Rafael Correa has defended his approach to free speech, saying private newspaper, radio and TV owners have been abusing their powers.
World News from the BBC. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France and Germany say a truce in eastern Ukraine between government forces and pro-Russian rebels has been generally respected since the beginning of September. In a communique issued after a conference call, the four leaders call for the role of the OSCE Special Observer Mission in eastern Ukraine to be strengthened. A ceasefire deal was agreed in the Belarusian capital Minsk in February, but there have been regular outbreaks of fighting. The French business conglomerate Bordeaux has announced it's spending nearly $500 million on upgrading its rail service, which links Ivory Coast to Burkina Faso. The Ivorian Prime Minister said the improved service would help economic growth by increasing trade between the hinterland and the commercial capital Abidjan. The ratings agency Standard & Poor's has downgraded Brazil to junk status as the government tries to deal with growing debt and amid continuing continuing political turmoil. Danielle Galas is our South America business correspondent.
There are two reasons that were alluded by Standard & Poor's. They spoke of the deterioration of Brazil's fiscal position, so that's the economic problem. Basically, Brazil has spent too much money in the past and it is running out of money. But there's also the political side, which Standard & Poor's says there's a further lack of cohesion within the president's cabinet. What they mean by that is that President Dilma Rousseff is losing support from her allies in Congress and from some people inside her government as well.
Firefighters in the state of Arizona are battling a large blaze in the city of Phoenix at a site understood to contain hazardous chemicals. Reports spoke of a series of explosions and a number of storage tanks were said to be on fire. About 100 people were evacuated. BBC News.